Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. He was a Keeneland sales graduate, which won 26 races, multiple Eclipse Awards, two legs of the Triple Crown, and became both a Horse of the Year and a Hall of Famer. He also won Keeneland's signature race. Today, as Keeneland gets set to present the 100th running of the Bluegrass Stakes, we look back at the horse which won the 55th edition in 1979. His name was Spectacular Bid. Foaled on February 17, 1976 at Buck Pond Farm in Versailles, Kentucky, Spectacular Bid was a steel gray colt by Bold Bitter out of Spectacular by Promised Land. His sire had been a champion at age 4, while his dam had been a track record setter at 6 furlongs in Northern California. In fact, it was his dam and maternal grandsire which were responsible for the colt's gray color. Bred by Madeline Jason and her mother, Grace Gilmore, Spectacular Bid sold as a yearling at Keeneland on September 13, 1977 for $37,000. The buyer was Hawksworth Farm of Harry and Teresa Meyerhoff of Easton, Maryland, and Harry's son Tom of New York, New York. The man who advised them on the purchase was the family's longtime trainer, Grover Buddy Delp. That $37,000 yearling purchase would earn more than 10 times that amount as a juvenile in 1978 on the way to an Eclipse Award as the nation's outstanding two-year-old male. Spectacular Bid finished the year with 5 consecutive stakes wins, including the Grade 1 Champagne Stakes under jockey George Velasquez and the Grade 1 Laurel Futurity in stakes and track record time for 18-year-old apprentice jockey Ronnie Franklin of suburban Baltimore. The Bid would sustain his momentum as a 3-year-old, winning his first 4 starts of the campaign. Following back-to-back Grade 1 wins in the Florida Derby and Flamingo, Spectacular Bid headed for Kentucky and returned to Keeneland as a champion with a 9-race winning streak. His reputation was so daunting that only 3 horses were entered to run against him in Keeneland's signature event, the Grade 1 Bluegrass Stakes. The date was April 26, 1979. Legendary sportscaster Kay Wood Ledford with the call.
And we've got a quarter of a mile left in the Bluegrass Stakes. It is Spectacular Bid that's on the rail with a lead. A lot of gold is still there in second place, and it is Bishop's Choice fading it. Even more distant third, and Pianist is out of it. Spectacular Bid is out there by 3, now make it 4 lengths. It is Spectacular Bid. Franklin whacks him with a whip, and he draws out to lead it by 4. A lot of gold is going to be second, and that's the way this race is going to end. It is Spectacular Bid coming to the line with his ears pricking, and as he hits the wire, he is 5 lengths the winner over a lot of gold second.
It was his 3rd consecutive Grade 1 victory and his 10th straight win overall. And with that score in the Bluegrass, Spectacular Bid would be headed next to Louisville as the prohibitive favorite for the 105th running of the Kentucky Derby. As Spectacular Bid arrived at Churchill Downs and went through his final paces in preparation for the Run for the Roses, Delp was asked to name the colt's best traits. Delp responded by saying, "He's intelligent, his manners are really good, he does exactly what you want, and he changes leads like shifting gears." May 5th, 1979, the Kentucky Derby. We pick up the call with Dave Johnson.
And it's Spectacular Bid taking the lead by a length and a half. Along the inside, General Assembly is second. Flying Pastry drops back on the outside, Golden Act coming on. But there's a 1/16th of a mile to go, and Spectacular Bid is going to win the 105th running of the Kentucky Derby. Spectacular Bid doesn't run Franklin aboard.
Sent to the post at odds of 3-5 that day, Spectacular Bid captured the roses and posted his 11th consecutive victory, the longest streak of any Derby winner since 1922. 2 weeks later, the Bid ran his string to 12 in a row with a win in the Preakness at odds of 1-9, the shortest price favorite in the race since Citation in 1948. But there would be no Triple Crown for Spectacular Bid as he finished 3rd behind Coastal in the Belmont at odds of 1-5. Franklin said the horse had struggled to breathe in the stretch. Reports came a day or two later that the Bid had stepped on a safety pin the morning of the race and sustained a puncture wound. Delp, uncharacteristically subdued, said simply that Coastal had been the better horse on that particular day. Spectacular Bid still managed to secure another Eclipse Award, this time as champion 3-year-old male, and he found even more success the following season. As a four-year-old in 1980, Spectacular Bid won all nine of his starts, broke track records in four graded stakes, broke the world record at a mile and a quarter on dirt in 1:57.4, and earned accolades as champion older male horse and horse of the year. He retired with record earnings of $2.7 million, was syndicated for a record $22 million, and just under 2 years later was inducted into racing's Hall of Fame. As a stallion, Spectacular Bid stood for 11 seasons at Claiborne Farm in Kentucky before being relocated to Milford Farm in Unadilla, New York. He died at the age of 27 on June 9, 2003, having sired nearly 50 career stakes winners and the dams of nearly 70 other black type winners. Early in Spectacular Bid's three-year-old season, Andy Beyer of the Washington Post asked Delp how Spectacular Bid compared with Secretariat and Seattle Slough. Delp replied, "This is the greatest horse ever to look through a bridle." At the time, the comment was labeled by many as brash and arrogant. But when Spectacular Bid retired from the races with 26 wins and 30 career starts, one columnist said, "Maybe Delp wasn't being arrogant. Maybe his comment was just a bit premature." We remember Keeneland Sales graduate and Bluegrass Stakes winner Spectacular Bid, and we wish everyone a safe journey later today as Keeneland presents the 100th running of the Bluegrass. Please join me again next week when I take another stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.